This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, March 8th. Hams sold 7,800 hogs Tuesday, selling in a range of $197 to $210 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 7,400 head, selling in a range of $201 to $212 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are up, selling in the range of 64 to 71 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is up, and forward contract prices open mixed this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar is down 55 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3717. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 72.49 cents U.S. U.S. cash markets were firmer in yesterday's trade, representing a break in the lower trend over the last 10 days. Packers are meeting their daily needs with slaughter levels estimated at 485,000 hogs, but are not aggressively seeking supplies as margins remain only modestly positive. From the producer side, hog weights at 2 pounds smaller than year-ago levels suggest that they have been proactive in managing their marketings, which helps explain why hog slaughter has been averaging close to 2% larger than expectations. In yesterday's trade, nearby futures attempted to make some gains early in the day, but were unable to hold their gains probably due to influence from outside markets and broader economic concerns. Forward prices benefited again from a weak Canadian dollar, with yesterday's trade losing more than half a cent over the day. Earlier this week, the USDA announced a new proposed rule for labeling of meat products that they say will help resolve consumer misconceptions around the product of USA label. The program would be voluntary for packers and retailers, but if utilized, would need to provide documentation showing that the animals were born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the USA in order to carry the label. It's not clear whether U.S. packers, processors, and retailers intend to use the label, but if some did, it may have significant implications for Canadian live animals and meat exports to the U.S.